The manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network blames last fall's flooding in British Columbia for a spike in the number of cases of injury welfare syndrome reported during the fourth quarter of 2021. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its swine disease surveillance report for the fourth quarter of 2021. Quishan manager Dr. Yetta Christensen notes, practitioners participating in the quarterly conference call reported the effect of last fall's flooding, described as among the top 10 financially devastating climatic events of 2021 on swine farms in British Columbia, was much worse than reported in the news, resulting in increased reports of injury and poor animal welfare.
Injury welfare, that syndrome, ranked fifth. Doesn't sound of much, but it's usually ranked the eighth most frequent, so it really jumped up. That, in connection with the comment made in BC that injury welfare has really been a huge problem since the flooding in November, the situation on the farms were really dire. Animals were standing in water. There were increased lamenesses. There were prolapses. There were back injuries. There were lack of feed for periods. There were excessive feed when they got it. Some poor feed quality was an issue. And all of these factors in an emergency like the flooding contributed to injuries. It contributed to poor welfare on those farms. So it was really a dire situation for them.
For more on the swine disease surveillance report for the fourth quarter of 2021, visit the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network website at quishan.ca or farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.